Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chav Dalid, and we are holding on daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We are at the two dots, I think. I think we left off at the two dots. Okay, so the Mishnah at 7 daf Chav Beis and Beis that if a person takes a Shavua that could include many different things, for instance, a Shavua Shalo Ochel, and he eats and he drinks, so he's only chayev once because he said one general terminology, and therefore he's chayev once for eating and drinking. But if he says specifically shvua not to eat, shvua not to drink, and he eats and he drinks, he's chayev shtayim. So now and it gave various possibilities, various different combinations. Shvua shalo ochel, and then he eats paschitin, paskusmin, pasaorin. So he's only chayev once. But if he specifies each and every one of those different types of bread in the shvua, and then he eats each of those different types of breads, he's going to be chayev. And then the Mishnah moved on to a person who takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats things that are not ra'ui la'achila, and he drinks things that are not ra'ui l'shtia. So the Mishnah said pater, but the Mishnah said if he takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, or masim, he's going to be chayiv. Even though nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, or masim are things that you're not allowed to eat, and we just said if he eats things that are not ra'u ila achil, he's going to be pater. The Mishnah says, but nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, or masim, he's going to be chayiv according to the Tanakhama. Only Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be pater. And then in the last line of the Mishnah, we said if he takes a konam, if he says a konam that his wife should not be able to get hanah from him, if he eats today, if he ate earlier that day, and he had eaten nevelos trefos shkatzim masim, his wife is in fact going to be asur, because that's called that he did in fact eat, and that there's no machlokas on. That both Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama agree to. So now, based on the last few parts of the Mishnah, Shavuah Shalo Ochel v'chulei, says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, the Mishnah seems to be a stira minei ubei. Because on the one hand, Amrit, Shavuah Shalo Ochel v'achal ochlin, she'en ru'in la'achila v'shasam mashkin, she'en ru'in l'shtia, pater. On the one hand, we say that if he takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats things that are not roi l'achili, he drinks things that are not roi l'shtia, he's going to be pater. V'hadartani, but then it turns around and it says, shvua shalo ochel, v'achal nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, ramasim, chayiv, at least according to the Tanakhama, that if he eats nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, ramasim, that is going to be called achila, for that he is going to be chayiv. Aren't nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, ramasim simply examples of things that are ein and ru'i in la'achila? So, maishna reisha de pater, maishna seifa de chayiv. Why in the reisha should he be pater, and in the seifa should he be chayiv? So, off the bat, the kasha doesn't seem to make that much sense, because nevela and trefa are things that are roi l'achila, meaning in terms of the Gemara already made this distinction, there are things that are roi l'achila, they're just not something, right, that's, where did the Gemara make this distinction? I think it was on the, right before the Mishnah, on Chav Beis and Beis, the Gemara already made this distinction, because the Gemara says that afar is lav barachila klal, nevela is basachila, Aryehu derivia ilava. Nevela is something that is a basachila. It is ra'u ila achila. It's just not that you're not allowed to eat it, but it's something that's edible, whereas afar is not edible at all. So the kasha seems very difficult. What do you mean? It's not a stira at all. When it talks about things that are not ra'u ila achila, it means things like dirt, things that are absolutely, totally inedible. When it talks about things that are ra'u ila achila, when it talks about nevelos trefos, rather, they are ra'u ila achila. It's just aryehu deravale, that there's a lion there stopping you to eat it. The halacha is like a lion that's stopping you from eating it. So the kasha seems a little bit difficult. If you look at Rashi, Rashi tries to make the kasha work by saying Maishna Resha Kasal Kadaitach Nevela Utrefa Nami Ochlin She'inan Ru'in Hain, that we're working with the assumption that Nevela Utrefa are also in the category of Ochlin She'inan Ru'in, and that's why we're asking the kasha. Now the one could have the Gemara, I think, is going to get into perhaps the difference between Shkatzim Rumasim versus Nevela Utrefos. The one could have distinguished very simply that Nevela Utrefos and Achinami are Barachila. Shkatzim Ramasim are not necessarily Barachila. There's a big discussion in the Poskim when we talk about the idea of Nosin Tam Lefgam, or of things that are in Ruin Lachila, based on the Gemara Mesach Savodazar, where the Gemara says, Nevela Haru'i Legeris, Kriya Nevela, Nevela Shein Ru'i Legeris, not Kriya Nevela. The Gemara says that something that's not Ru'i Legeris, something that's not edible for human consumption, is not called nevela, and therefore not going to be aser. So there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim. What about things that the Torah says are aser that by their very definition they're not roi l'achila? What about shkatzim rumasim? What about bugs, rodents, things like that? They're never roi l'achila. So you're going to tell me they're never aser? By their very nature they're not roi l'achila. So everyone says, no, you have to say that that's an exception, that's an exception to the rule. That even though there ain't ruin lachila, you're still going to be chayiv. It's still halachically, it's still going to be considered that nevela, and you're going to be chayiv for eating it. Where the post can get into a debate is where where you have not just a mouse, let's say, but a spoiled mouse. Right, not just something that's not roi l'achila inherently, but it then is hivish, it then becomes spoiled. So then you say, okay, is the halacha completely suspended when it comes to these items, or is the halacha not completely suspended? But one theoretically could have made this chilik between the nevela treif on the one hand and shkatzim rumasim on the other hand. The problem with making that chilik is we're talking about lashon b'nei adam over here. We're talking about a shvua that a person says he's not going to eat. Now, in the halachic definition of what you would technically be chayiv on for isurim, say nachinami, nevela is not going to be an isra achila if it's not roi l'achila, but a regular nevela is considered to be roi l'achila. Shkatzim rumasim are never considered to be roi l'achila, but in the lashon b'nei adam that people use, right? So shkatzim rumasim are not roi l'achila nevela, and nevela is roi l'achila probably in lashon b'nei adam. So anyway, so this is something just to keep in the back of our minds as we proceed in this gemara. It's not going to be the answer the gemara gives right off the bat. So we're asking a stira. We're assuming, as Rashi said, nevela treifa shkatzim rumasim all in the same boat are all not roi l'achila. So on the one hand, the Mishnah says you eat things that are not roi l'achila, that is not a violation of your shavua not to eat. Whereas on the other hand, nevela treifa shkatzim rumasim, it is a violation of Yeshua not to eat. So it's a stira. Says Gemara, halo kasha, not a kasha at all. Reisha b'stam, the seifa b'mefaresh. The Reisha is talking about a case of stam, the seifa a case of mefaresh. What does that mean? Says Rashi, halo kasha, kolomar, im kushya acheres ein kan, zu yesh lo letaretz. And Rashi just gives us a little note about what ha lo kasha means in all of Shas. That very often Shas will say lo kasha, and very often we'll say, ha lo kasha. What's the difference between lo kasha versus ha lo kasha? So Rashi says, ha lo kasha means to tell me that if you don't have any other kashas here aside from this one, we're not going to be terribly perturbed by this kasha. Im kushya acheres ein kan, zu yesh la teretz. V'chein kol duchta di'ika ha lo kasha, yesh kushya gedola mizu. That's the Gemara's way of hinting that that's what you're bothered by. There's a much bigger kasha. This kasha doesn't bother me so much, but you're missing the bigger one. So it's a very important Rashi just for all of Shas. So but what is the taka of the teretz to this minor kasha, to this kasha that we're not so bothered by? That when we talk in the Reish about things that are not roi l'achila, that's talking about stam. That's talking about where a person took the Shavuot Stam and he never specified Nevel, Shefa, Shkatz, or Masim. He just said Achila. Just said, I'm not going to eat. So in that case, those items are not going to be included in his Shavua. But the Sefer, where he says, Nevel, Shefa, Shkatz, the Sefer where we say he's Chayiv for eating Nevel, Shefa, Shkatz, or Masim was where he was Mefaresh. He said explicitly what he's not going to eat. If you look at Tosvos, Reisha B'Stam, Sefer B'Mefaresh, Ksas Tema, Kivan de Reisha B'Sefer, Ayri B'Nevel, Utrefa, he says, but wait a second. Right away, when we first heard the kasha, our minds immediately went to say, wait a second, maybe there's a chilik between the words Ein Ruin L'Achila and Nevela Treifa Shkatzim Rumasim. Because the Mishnah in the Reisha, when it tells me that you're going to be Pater, says Ein Ruin L'Achila. In the Sefer, when it tells me you're going to be Chayiv, says Nevela Treifa Shkatzim Rumasim. If there's no chiluk between those two things, and all we're really saying is that in the Reisha, we're talking about a stam and a seifa is mefarish, So, but both are really talking about nevelu treifa. Why is it that in the Reisha it says ochlin shein ruin, the Sefer it says nevelu treifa? They should both use the same terminology in terms of what he ate, because it's all dependent on the lashon of the shavua. But what he ate is the same in both the Reisha and the Sefer. So very difficult that would be how the Mishnah distinguishes between the two cases. If that really was the entire chilek between the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Poras Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, he writes, nearly the Ef Shalomer de Bereisha Nakat Shein and Ruyim da Kol Bechlal, Mashein Kein Besefer Mishum Plukta de Rabbi Shimon, Muchruch Lemisni Nevelus Utrefus Mishum da Allah Palag Rabbi Shimon. He says it could be that the chilek is that Ein Ruyim Achila maybe is a more inclusive term than Nevelus Utrefus Shkatzim Ramasim. Because as we said before, Ein Ruyim Achila would include dirt, it would include everything. Nevelus Utrefus Shkatzim Ramasim includes those specific items. Now, in the Reisha, everything is included because everyone would say, for all these things, you're pater. There's no machlokas when you just say it's stam. But when you're mefaresh, so nevelus trefesh katzim rumasim are included in what you were mefarish, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees and thinks that they're not included. So since there's a machlokas, we need to only include those things that there were takabi a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon on. So perhaps the reason why it distinguished in the terminology used in the Sefer was just because Rabbi Shimon would only argue on those particular cases. So that's why we had to mention them. Okay, so that's it, just to answer Tosfos Kasha. So, Frakta Gemara Vaitu the Mefarish Nami Gufei Tikshi. Amai Mushpa Mehar Sinaihu. Wait a second, even if he was Mefarish, that he's not going to eat Nevela straight for Shkatz or Masim, why in the world should that make him Chayiv? He's Mushpa Vyomin Mehar Sinai. He has a pre-existing Shavuot that he's not allowed to eat these things already from Mehar Sinai, because it's an Isser in the Torah. So says the Gemara, Rav Ushmul of Rabbi Yochanan da Amri, and again, this is already the third time we had this group, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan da Amri. The first time we had the word Travaihu, and the last two times we did not have the word Travaihu, and that's what we pointed out. I don't think we actually made the full point, but on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, when we first had Rav Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan da Amri Travaihu on the first wide line of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Maseres HaShas made a big deal about saying that it's nit that the word Travaihu is a mistake, and he says V'chein l'kaman Chav Beis Amud Beis Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and he's referring to us over here now, and he says also where this comes up in Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, we have the same group Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and it does not say Travaihu. That's his raya that it's a mistake. Others say he says over there, the Maseres HaShas says over there, V'risi l'kama nitfas b'daf chav beis am beis b'tzidu al gilyum b'shem rashal Rav Shmuel da Amri Travaihu v'chein matzasi b'seif rashal asmo shekas of kach, that he says the marshal is magia and chav beis am beis, that it's only Rav and Shmuel, that Rav Yochanan doesn't belong in the group. He says v'lo yadati lama azav tzadik es darko lagia hacha b'muktam. Why in the world would the marshal wait for chav beis? There are three times we have Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan da Amri. First time it says Travaihu. Why in the world would Marshal wait for the second time to first be Magia? He says he doesn't understand. V'o tamua tuva, and furthermore, and this is why we're mentioning this now, mimadi isa chav gimel amid beis, from that which the Gemara says now, we'll be hearing chav gimel amid beis, bishlam Rabbi Yochanan lomar kreish lakish v'chulei, el reish lakish maitaim lomar krabi Yochanan, the very fact that the Gemara's follow-up discussion over here is going to be about Reish Lakish, Lomar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lomar Reish Lakish, so that implies that Rabbi Yochanan is key over here. He's a key member of this group. So to just be Magia and say that it's Rav Shmuel Darmi Tarvayu and not Rabbi Yochanan out of the discussion, that's very unlikely, because over here we have Rabbi Yochanan obviously as being a key member of the group as we move forward in the Gemara. So it's much more likely that there's a mistake in the Girsa, but not that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't belong in the picture, it's that the word Travaihu should be taken out. Others say that no, the reason the word Travaihu is there is because Rav and Shmuel are considered one unit, and Rabbi Yochanan is an outsider. Meaning when it's just Rav and Shmuel, so they're arguing with each other, so then they're two different people. But when Rav and Shmuel come together, they're considered of the same generation, of the same ilk, so they're together. And Rabbi Yochanan is sort of like, even though he's also the same generation, Rabbi Yochanan is the second person in the group. But anyway, anyway, back in the Gemara, so we said, aren't you Mushmav Yomim Mehar Sinai? So Rav and Shmuel, the Amri, both Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, all say, Bekolo Dvarma Mutarim and Dvarma Asurin. Right? It's all, in all three places, they said the same thing. Right? They say that we're talking about a case where you took a Shavua not only on Nevelos Trefesh Katzim Masim, but on Dvarma Hamutarim as well. And therefore, even though you're previously Mushmav Yomim Mehar Sinai, on the Dvarma Asurin Shabo, on those Dvarma Asurim that are included in your Shavua, but you're also this Shavua is still going to be Chal because you're including new things in the Shavua as well. Now, Frakt Tosfos, we call it Dvarim Mutarim and Dvarim Asurim, Frakt Tosfos, Ein Lahakshos to Luki Kula B'Mefaresh, then say that the whole thing, the whole Mishnah is talking about Mefaresh, and we'd have a better answer between the Reisha and the Seifa. And simply that Reisha B'She'eino called Dvarim Asurim and Dvarim Mutarim, and the Reisha is talking about where you weren't called, Dvarim Asurim and Dvarim Mutarim. Why are you putter in the Reisha if after all you took a Shvur where you were Mefaresh and Veil Strefa Shkatar Masim? Maybe because that's all you said. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv on Nevelos Trefesh Katzim Rumasim because you're already Mishpav Yom Mer Sinai. And the Seif was talking about a case where you said Nevelos Trefesh Katzim Rumasim and other things that are kosher, and Afar and whatever else, other things that are kosher. And that's why you're going to be chayiv, because you were called Dvarim Mutarim in Dvarim HaAsurim. So Tosfos says, why doesn't the Gemara say that? So he says, no, you can't ask that kasha. Da mashma dafka achal ochlin shein ru'in pater av l'ru'in chayiv. Because it sounds like you're only going to be pater because these things are not roi l'achila. But if they were roi l'achila, you'd be chayiv. If the whole chilik were about mushbav yomid versus not mushbav yomid mehar Sinai, then it shouldn't make a difference whether it's roi l'achila or not roi l'achila. So Tos says that can't be the key over here to understanding the difference between the Reish and the Seifa. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish Amar, Iyata motze eli ibe mefarish chati shir valibe de rabbanan, ibestam alibe de rabbi akiva damar ademos ratzma bekolshu. Reish Lakish says, no, it could be that your shvua is effective, even though you're mushbav yomid mehar Sinai and nevelos trefesh katzim masim, because when you, the mushbav yomid mehar Sinai is only on a shir, is only on a kezayis. But when you're taking the shvua, you're making yourself aser and even less than a kezayis. How you're making yourself aser in even less than a kezayis? Well, that depends on what you hold a typical shavua is. According to Rabbi Akiva, that in general a shavua is always, even on a kol shuhu, right? That was Rabbi Akiva at the beginning of the parak, where Rabbi Akiva says that if you take a shavua and then you eat achal afilu kol shuhu, you're going to be chayiv. So okay, so you took a stam shavua and it's able to be chal because it's chal on even a kol shuhu. According to the Rabbanan, that a stam shavua is only going to be chal on a kezayis. So, but if you're mefarish, if you say explicitly that you're taking a shavua even on a kol shuhu, so it includes a kol shuhu as well. So we're saying, so either whichever day you go, like you manage to include a kol shuhu in your shvua, and that's how the shvua was chal. So says Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Kresh Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan said that in order for the shvua to be chal, you need to be kolel dvarim amutarim dvarim asurim. Doesn't want to say like Rish Lakish that the shvua is chal because it's going on a kol shuhu demukul mal masnisim kedivrei akol. Because Rabbi Yochanan would rather say that our mishnah is going like everybody, whereas Rish Lakish is not saying that it's going like everybody. Now that's a little bit difficult because Reish Lakish is saying our mission is going like everybody. He just says you have to read it slightly differently depending who you want it to be going like. That if you want it to be going like Rabbi Akiva, it's even bestam. If you want it to be going like the Rabbanan, it's been mefarish. So what you need to say is what it means is, well, it's still smoother according to Rabbi Yochanan because you don't have to alter it depending on who you want the Mishnah to be going like. Whereas Reish Lakish is a more complicated way of reading the Mishnah because depending on which shita you want to hold like, whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva or whether you hold like the Rabbanan, you're going to have to alter the case of the Mishnah slightly to make it fit. So it's not that Reish Lakish doesn't fit according to everybody, it's that Reish Lakish requires a little bit of acrobatics in order to make it fit according to everybody, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is just a direct straight fit. So I understand though why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to get so complicated. El Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. But why doesn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? What's wrong with Rabbi Yochanan's approach that you call Dvarma Matarim and Dvarma Asurim, and that's why the Shavua is going to be chal. So Amar Lecha, Reish Lakish would say to you, Ki Aminan Isser Kolel Bi Isra Ba Me'elav Bi Isra Ba Lidei Atzma Lo Aminan. Isser Kolel, to say that an Isser is chal on another Isser because it's more expansive than the previous Isser, is only when it's an Isser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on you. But Shvua, Nidarin, these types of Isurim, where it's the person who makes an Isser Daraisa himself, he makes it on himself, so then Isser Kolel is not going to help by expanding the Isser, it's not going to help the original Isser Bichal on an already existing Isser. Right? If you made it up yourself, it's not going to work. If you look at Rashi, B'Isra Abba Me'elav, Kigon, ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha'kippurim, depligi rabban v'rabbi shimon, demechayv le rabban chatos mishum yom ha'kippurim. For instance, person eats non-kosher meat on Yom Kippur. So you chayv, what are you chayv for? You chayv too? You chayv for the non-kosher and for the fact that it's Yom Kippur? So the rabban say you chayv chatos for Yom Kippur, afal gav, even though the havya nevela mekame yom ha'kippurim, even though the isser nevela was there, this item was nevela even before Yom Kippur ever came. And generally we have a rule, ein isser chalal isser. Hachachayil di yom ha'kippurim isser kolel hu. Still it can be chayiv because Yom Kippur involves more than just nevela. Yom Kippur is an isser kolel. The kodim ben hashmashos so hayah asu zeb in nevela umutar b'shchuta. Prior to the onset of Yom Kippur, this guy was not allowed to eat nevela, but he was allowed to eat shchuta. Allah Yom Kippurim, Migo de Itzar Hai Gavr B'Shchuta Mishum Yom Kippurim, Itzunam, Yibin Nevela. Once Yom Kippur comes, so he becomes Asr B'Shchuta also. So once the Isser is going to be expanding to even Shchuta, so Mela the Isser on Nevela, the Isser on Achila, the Isser Achila on Nevela is going to be able to be Chal as well, Mishum Yom Kippurim. Hainu Kolol B'Isra B'Me'elav Yom Kippurim B'Me'elav Hu. That works, because that is B'Me'elav. The guy didn't do anything to make it Asr. But in Isra B'Me'atzmo, person who takes a neder, a shavua, that's not going to work. Yisr Kolel is not going to be helpful. So that's why Reish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't think that the rule of Yisr Kolel is going to be in play at all over here. I just noticed if you take a look at the top Tosfos, Bisra Bameatzma Lo Amar Vin Tomar Hanami Isa Behedya Bemishna Demaisi the Kaman Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'Chayvala Dalit Chatos. You have this in the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says that if you can eat one Achila and B'Chayv four Karban Chatos on V'Asham Echad and one Karban Asham V'Kachashiv, and it lists amongst the Karbanos you have to bring for Mukdashin. Apparently the Isser of Hegdish is able to be chal on previously existing Yisurim. That's why you chayv multiple karbanos, and one of the karbanos you chayv on is Hegdish. Now Hegdish is an Isra B'me'atzmo. Something only becomes Hegdish because you made it Hegdish. Also, the Gemara talks about you eat the giranasha of a karbanola. So it's asur mishum giranasha, and it's also asur mishum karbanola. But since the ola is an isur giranasha, it always was, right? And it's an isur kolel when you made it an ola, so you're going to be chayiv separately. So you see that it's shaykh isur kolel when even by something that's not bamei atzmo. I'm sorry, even by something that's baal yidei atzmo, that's not bamei elav. So says Tosfos Yishlomer the Hacha b'Isra b'Me Atzmo al Atzmo ka'Amar de'lo Aminan Avul Mukdashin Shasun al Kala Olam Aminan. He says big difference between a man-made Isser on himself and a man-made Isser on all of mankind. If I take an Isser on myself, that's where we say Isser Kolel is not going to be Shaykh. But if I take an Isser, if I create an Isser for the world, for everybody, then even Isser Kolel will be Chayiv. Hegdish is different than Shavua in that way. I take a Shavua, something becomes Asr to me. I make something Hegdish, the Gemara already made this Chiluk. I make something Hegdish, didn't apply it in this way, but I make something Hegdish, I make it Asr in the whole world. So then we're going to say Isr Kolel. Mikal Makom, Parach Lekaman Shapir, Vare Hegdish Yisra Abba Me'atzmo, Dikivin Tlo Ayri Tana B'Yisra Abba Me'atzmo, Lahavale Lemincat Hegdish, Avgav Da Asr Al Kola Olam. And still, when the Gemara is going to mention Hegdish as an Isra Abba Me'atzmo, it's not problematic because you wouldn't wouldn't use Hegdish as an example if you're trying to avoid Isra Bameatzmo. Even though in a Chinami it may not fit all of the... if you're trying to come up with an example of Isra Bameelav and not Isra Baal Yideatzmo, you wouldn't use Hegdish as the example, even though in a Chinami, in regards to this halacha of Isra Kolal, it might in fact be true that Hegdish is more in the category of Isra Bameelav and not Isra Baal Yideatzmo, because, technically it is Baal Yideatzmo, it just doesn't follow the halachas of Baal Yideatzmo. So it would be a poor example to use. We'll have to see in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Okay. Bishlam the Reish Lakish Mishum Hachi Kapata Rabbi Shimon. Now, according to Reish Lakish's approach to the Mishnah, that the case of the Mishnah was where you asked yourself even in a kol shehu. So I understand why Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be pater. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shehu lemakos v'lo amru kazayis al lekarban, because the Rabbi Shimon says that a kol shehu will only get you malkos. Kol shehu is not going to be mechayiv you in a karban. So I understand very well why Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be pater from a karban in our Mishnah when you take a shvuah that you're not going to eat and you eat nevelos shevet shkatzim ramasim, right? So according to Reish Lakish's approach, why was your shvuah chal? Because it was on a kol shehu, right? The shvuah is only adding on a kol shehu, but on a kazayis or more, the shvuah in a chinami is not going to be chal. So Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be pater because Rabbi Shimon in general holds that a kol shehu is not. The shvuah is not chal on a kol shehu. Kol shehu is not going to be mechayiv you a karban. Shvuah is only going to be chal on a kol shehu legabe malkus, but not legabe a karban. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon de Patar. Midiu time El Mishum Isra Kolal. But according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Shimon say you're Patar? Meaning, after all, Rabbi Yochanan says the whole distinction between the Reish and the Seifa was whether it was Stam or Mefarish. So in the Seifa, you're Mefarish that you're not going to eat Nevelos Trefus Shkatzim Rumasim. Why does Rabbi Shimon think you're not Chayiv then when you go ahead and you do eat Nevelos Trefus Shkatzim Rumasim? So says the Gemara, no, midu yutayim el mishum isra kolal, the whole reason to be chayiv is because it's an isra kolal. Otherwise, you would say that it ain't isra kolal isser. Rabbi Shimon l'taymei, the less the isra kolal. Rabbi Shimon in general doesn't hold of isra kolal. The reason Rabbi Shimon says you're pater in the seifa is because Rabbi Shimon doesn't think your shvua is going to be chal at all, because these things are already usher to you from Kabbalah Satorah. What about the fact that you're including more things? Rabbi Shimon doesn't care about that. He holds that isra kolal doesn't mean anything. So if he rejects the whole notion, the whole concept of Isra Kolal, makes plenty of sense why Rabbi Shimon is going to say that you're going to be pater. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, pater. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you eat Nevela in Yom Kippur, you're pater. That it doesn't, meaning you're pater from what? You're pater for the Yom HaKippurim aspect of it. It was Nevela before Yom HaKippurim started, and no new Isser is Chal on this piece of meat, because it was already Aser, it was already Nevela before Yom HaKippurim started. Once Yom HaKippurim started, it not only included this piece of meat, it included Shachud and everything else, every other kosher piece of meat as well. Yeah, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't think that affects this piece of meat, because he holds that there's no such thing as this Kolal, period. So far we had two bishlamas, trying to compare why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't go like Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish not like Rabbi Yochanan, right? The first one was, we understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't go like Reish Lakish. Second one, why Reish Lakish doesn't go like Rabbi Yochanan. Now a third one, bishlamas Reish Lakish, mishkach sabala vehein. According to Reish Lakish, now it's not why one doesn't go like the other, but rather just a kasha on the Mishnah, according to one and not the other. According to Reish Lakish's approach in our Mishnah, that when you took your shvua, you asked yourself even in a kol shehu. So mishkachas, I'm sorry, that according to that even in a kol shehu, that when you took the shvua, you asked yourself even in a kol shehu. So mishkachas belav hein. El Rabbi Yochanan bishlam alav mishkachas el hein hechi mishkachas. I mean, according to Reish Lakish, that the whole issue is about a chatzi shir. So Reish Lakish would agree. Reish Lakish would agree that lavahein would work, that you'd have both formulations. Meaning, if you take a look at Rashi explains the Kaimalan. He says we're going to say in tomorrow's daf, in carbon shvua ba elim kein atamotzi ba lavahein. You only bring carbon shvua if you can find a negative and positive. Tichsiv lahara olahetiv. That the pasuk says shvua is bito. You're only going to be your chayiv if you take a shvua lahara olahetiv. To not do or to do. Lahara doesn't necessarily mean to do evil over here. It just means in the negative. To not do, lehetiv means to yes do. Demashma davar v'chilufo. Sounds like you have two opposites. You could say, I will eat, I won't eat. V'haim efarish lo ochel chatzi shir nevela, mishkach slanami b'shvua sho'ochel chatzi shir nevela. Zelo nishpa levatel sa mitzvahu. Right, this shvua, according to Reish Lakish, the way he has it, that the shvua was that you're not going to eat a chatzi shir, you could have also taken a shvua that you will eat a chatzi shir. Such a shvua's bitoy makes sense in both the lav formulation and the Hain formulation. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole thing is about a Shir Shalim, and the only reason the Shul was Chal is because of Kolel, so it's going to be difficult how to make sense of this, right? Because according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan rather, Bishlam Alav Mishkachas, back in the Gemara now, El Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Alav Mishkachasla, El Hain Hechim Mishkachasla. You could have the formulation of Lav, a Shvur that you're not going to eat, that's going to be Chal, because you're already Mushpa Ve'al made, but it's an Isser Kolel, so it's going to be Chal anyway. But Hain, a Shvur that you're going to eat, Nevelos, and Shkutos, is that going to be Chal? That's not, that Isser can never be Chal, because that's Mushpa V'yomin Mi'ar Sinai to not do what you're saying you're going to do. Isser Kolel doesn't help you in that area. To say, I'm taking a Shvur that I will eat Nevelos, that I will eat Trefos, you can't take such a Shvur that you will eat Nevelos. It's against the Torah to eat Nevelos. And to say, yeah, but I'm also including my Shvur, Shkutos, that doesn't help for a Shvur to go against the Torah. That only helps for a Shvur to be redundant on what it says in the Torah, because it's not redundant since you're including more. But to go against the Torah, that's not going to help. So elok the Rava. So rather you have to say like Rava. Da'ma Rava, Shvur shlo ochel va'achal afar pater. If a person takes a Shvur that he's not going to eat, and he eats dirt, he's pater. So what's this going on? So if you look at Rashi, elok the Rava v'lo garas mishkachas lok the Rava v'achi perusha. Lo tishni le'el koshya dereisha v'seva kan b'stam kan b'mefaresh. Go back to the drawing board. Scratch everything we said. We started out with the stira between the reisha and the seifa, where the reisha said if you eat things that are not roi la'achila, that you're going to be potter, and then the seifa said, eat nevelos, trefos, shkatz, and mevasim, you're going to be chayiv. Don't say that the chilek is that the reisha is talking about stam and the seifa is mefaresh. No, elakula b'stam. The whole thing was a shavua stam that you're not going to eat. Was your shavua, and then you ate. V'alchin shein roi la'achila de katani reisha potter k'derava. And when the Reisha says that if you ate something that's not Roi L'Achila, your Pater was going like Rava Mifrasha, could go on Afar, Shein Roi L'Achila. It was the answer we said that the Gemara should have given in the first place. That was talking about where you ate things that were inedible. You ate dirt. Aval Nevelos, Ruyus L'Achila Hein, V'aryehu D'Raviya Elayhu, like the Gemara said in Chav Beza M'Beis. Nevelos are edible. It's just that there's a lion blocking you. There's this Isser blocking you. And then you don't have any kashas anymore. Right? You don't have any. Vesula, Rashi points out, Vesula kasha midi the Rabbi Yochanan. Demishkachas la balavahein. Then it applies in both the negative and the positive. Af bishir shalim, even with more than a kazayas. The lo ochel stomach amar. All you said is, I'm not going to eat. So you could have taken a shavua that I will eat. It would be vahein also. But all the Mishnah is saying is, if you took a shavua you're not going to eat, im nevela, and then you ate nevela, chayiv. Why you chayiv shay kolal b'stam u'dvar ma'mutarim v'asurim u'mitzri asurim al yidei kolal? Because included in that shvua were both dvar ma'mutarim and dvar ma'asurim, and therefore, when you eat nevela, you're going to be chayiv. V'hein mishkachas lo da'ochel stam ka'amar. And you can take a shvua in the positive, right? It's not a shvua that I'm yes going to eat nevela s'treifas, it's a shvua that I'm yes going to eat. And that includes shchuta, includes kosher food, right? So and obviously not nevelos and trefos. So it would apply b'lav v'hein. So all the problems that we raised with Rabbi Yochanan, according to the first Malach, won't be a problem. And that's the chara, the more pashut way of reading the Mishnah. Amar Rav Mari afanan amitanin. Rav Mari says, yeah, that's exactly what we have a riot to that from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah goes on to say, konam ishti nanisli imachalti ayom, that I'm taking a konam that my wife can't get enough for me if I ate today. And he eats all these things that are asur in the Torah, his wife taka becomes asur to him. That's called that he ate. Hachi hashta, but that's called that he ate. So you see that nevels are called food. It's called roi l'achila. Says Mar, no, Hachi Asher, you can't compare the two. Hachi Asher always means it's a false comparison, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam, Kivin Demei Kara Achal Vahadar Shtavalei, there's a big difference between the two cases anyway. You don't need to say that's a Raya. Over there, since he ate and then took the Shavuah, he says, this Shavuah should be Chal if I ate past tense earlier today. So Chashuv Yachshvei, so obviously he was thinking, it was going through his head exactly what he had done earlier that day. So obviously he had this in mind as to be considered Achila, right? That the fact that he ate Nevelos Trefos. But over here, do you say such a concept of achshavei? Do you say over here when you're talking in the future tense, he just stam takes a shvuah that I'm not going to eat? So we weren't. He was not thinking about nevelos or treifos in particular and what he had done and what he was planning on doing at the time yet. It was all in the future. It was all ahead of him. So you can't say such a svar that he already had in mind that nevelos and treifos should be included. So you can't bring a raya from a case of past tense to a case of future tense. That's the concept of achshavei, by the way, that we've mentioned before. Very critical in Yerodea when we talk about things that are not Roy L'Achila. So even though things that are not Roy L'Achila, you're not Chayivan, it's Eino Kriya Nevela, but if Ach Sheveh you are, if you decide that it's Roy L'Achila for you, and therefore it's going to be Ach Sheveh, then it becomes an Ochel, then it becomes something that is problematic for a person. That's the big discussion about medications. Can a person take a medication that's not Roy L'Achila? Do we say that when you take the medication, you're showing Achshavei that you yourself consider it food? Because you're taking it, you're eating it. And therefore, even though it wouldn't be Roy L'Achila, but through Achshavei alone, it becomes as if it was Roy L'Achila. Or do we say that, no, you're not Achshavei by taking it, you're just not feeling well. You would never sit down to eat this, and you still wouldn't sit down to eat it. You're only eating it and you're holding your nose because while you're eating it. If someone, let's say, the mashal before he gets a colonoscopy or something, and you have to have that nasty liquid that people have to literally, it's difficult for them to get down. So you can say, let's say there are nevelos and treifos in there. I don't know what's in there, but let's say there are nevelos and treifos in there, right? So you can say that's an iser. So that's the discussion. Well, I'm drinking it, so maybe you say achshavei, that for me, I'm considering it like food. Or do you say, no, I'm obviously not considering it like food, I just want to be healthy, so I want to get whatever checkup I need to get. So it's for refuah purposes purely, but you're not going to call that achshavei. But over here we're saying achshavei means that when you decide that this should be included, so then it becomes included. So anyway, Amar Rava, my time of demand the Isra Isra Kolel. In general, once we're talking about Isra Kolel, why would you assume that Isra Kolel allows an Isra to be Chalal Isra? Generally, we have a relay in Isra Chalal Isra. Why, when the second Isra is more inclusive, do we allow an Isra to be Chalal Isra? So he says, Mididahava Isra Mosif, just like you have by Isra Mosif. That just like we have a concept of Isra Mosif, that's the even though we don't hold Isra Chalal Isra, by Yisr Mosif, we allow Yisr to be Chalal Yisr. What's the difference between Yisr Mosif and Yisr Kolel? They both sound like the same thing. They're both adding that the second Yisr is adding to the first Yisr. So Rashi explains the difference. He says, Yisr Kolel Kari Hecha De'ein Yisr Achron Mosif Ala Chaticha Klum Aval Marbuhu Yisr Ala Adam B'dvar Macherim. Yisr Kolel is when this item in question that I'm going to eat didn't become any more Yisr with the second Shavuah. It just, the second Shavuah, or the second Isser, that was Chal, included more items aside from this item. Kegon Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. Delo Ba'la Osra Ela Ba'Achila, U'Ba'Achila Kvar Asura. Right? The Yom Kippur only makes the Nevela Asur, only makes food Asur Ba'Achila, and this was Asur Ba'Achila already before Yom Kippur anyway, because it was Nevela. So whatever Isser it had, the new Isser just maintains that same status quo on this chaticha. The only thing is Yom Kippur adds a whole bunch more isurim because it makes it to other items. It makes shchuta asur also. Kvar asuri mishum nevela nimsu shlahosef ala isur achron klum avol riba isura ala adam loosur b'kalochlan shabiyolam. All it did is it made other things asur, it made all other foods asur. V'amrinu migub dechal Yom Kippurim ala adam le'asur b'sharoch l'mishum Yom Kippurim kol nami asur nevela imal l'schayiv mishum Yom Kippurim. That's isur kolel. What's Isser Mosif? Kishe Isser Achron Mosif al Chaticha Atzma Dover Shalom Hayaba al Yedei Isser Rishon. When the second Isser creates a new Isser, a more intense Isser on this piece, on this item that already was Asr to me. Vosra Chaticha Achron Masha Isser Muteris Kodem Shaba Isser Achron. Kigon, what's such an example? Chelev Shal Kodesh Asr Lechel. Chelev of Kodesh. Why? Asr Lechel Mishum Chelev. If it was chalev of kodesh, so I wasn't allowed to eat it beforehand, right? Because mishum chalev, but it was mutal l'gval, it was mutal l'mizbeach. Once it becomes nosar, this same item is not only has a new isra on it. Not only is it usher for me to eat, it's now even usher l'mizbeach as well. So that's going to be considered isra mosif, and it's mosif in the item itself. Fine. So why would you say isra kolel? Why would you hold of isra kolel? Because you hold of isra mosif. Umandapata, lesley, kiyamar isra mosif b'chada chaticha, b'shtei chaticha, so amrinan. And the one that says you can be pata by isra kolel says, no, when do we say isra mosif? That's only if on this chaticha we're adding new isurim. But if we're not adding new isurim on this chaticha, I don't care that we're asering other things with the second isur. It's not going to affect this chaticha, so the second isur is not going to be chal on this chaticha. So you could see the svara either way. The Amar Rava. Lamandi isla yisra kolal, amar shvush la ochel te'inim, v'chazav amar shvush la ochel te'inim v'anavim. If you in general hold the isra kolal, if a person takes a shvur that he's not going to eat te'inim, what if both isurim are a shvua? He takes a shvur that he's not going to eat te'inim, and then he takes a second shvur that he's not going to eat te'inim v'anavim. So he's kolal more in the second shvua. So since the second shvua is chal on the anavim, which were not previously asur b'shvua to him, so it's going to be chal on teinim as well. So it's more pshita. Of course, that's the very definition of isra kolel. I might have thought that isra kolel only applies to things that happen by themselves, not an isra that you brought upon yourself. Kamash malan, that we don't say that. We're still going to apply isra kolel. Masav rava b'reid rabba yeshoch lachilachus v'chayv ala arba chatos v'ashamechad. A person could have one achila and be chayv four karban chatas and one karban asham. We quoted this and told us before. Ve'elu hein and they are the following. Tamei shachal chelev who noser min amakdash miyom kippurim. Tamei person eats chelev which happens to be noser from hegdish on Yom Kippur. He wins the aver kantas. From Meir Omer afim ha'is shabbos v'otziel chayev. It could also be that it's Shabbos and he's carrying it as he's eating it. So that's another thing to be mechayev him for. Amar lo einam min hashem. They say yeah, but that you're not being chayev for eating it. You're being chayev for carrying it. It's a different isur entirely. You could also be wearing shatnas while you're doing that. But if you're going to hold of this isur kolel, you can make that into that you're chayiv five, not just four chatos. Why? That you took a shvur that you're not going to eat tamarim v'chelev. So migo dechayil atamarim chayilan ami achelev. That since the shvur is going to be chal on the tamarim, it's going to be chal on the chelev as well. So in addition to the isur of Yom Kippur and chelev and noser and all the rest, all the other isur that you're violating, you could also be in violation of an Isra Shavua. So isn't this a raya that we're not going to say Isra Kolel on a Shavua? So the Gemara is going to have several answers. I guess we'll just do one of them. Ki katani Isra b'me'elav, Isra b'me'atzma lo katani. No, we're only listing over here things that are Isra b'me'elav. This is an Isra b'me'atzma, right? This is an Isra that you created on yourself. We're trying to say where the Torah it would have asked you without you creating problems for yourself. Frankly, but that's not true. Very hegdish. Hegdish is on the list. This is what Tosfos was referring to before. We ask the kasha from hegdish. We say, well, wait a second. Isn't hegdish something that was man-made? That's a man-made iser. So you say, b'bechar dekudujasam mirechem. No, maybe when it comes to hegdish, we're talking about an animal that's a bechar that already has the kedusha. You didn't create that kedusha. That kedusha came all on its own. Okay, the Gemara is going to have several other answers, but Hashem, we will get to tomorrow.